state's had this stuff since October. I mean, I'm asking for a fair shot here. That's it.
Mr. Rogers?
Your Honor, it is again the state's position that this defendant has had since January to view these discs. It was his choice not to use his standby counsel, Mr. Oshaway, to view these things. He wanted to wait and wanted to make everybody bend backwards to try to do these things. Additionally, to proffer to the court, Your Honor, and I'll be glad to put on evidence, the state has heard a jail phone call, more than one, but one specifically, where this defendant is just trying to toy with this court and get them to continue this down the road. He even states that he can't believe we allow him to continue to talk and we're idiots for doing it, and he's just playing with us. Those were my words, not his. But that's what he says. He's obviously just trying to use this system, send a lot of motions and paperwork in that has no basis in law, specifically to these discs. Again, he's had this time. He's chosen not to use that with a standby counsel. For those reasons, the state would object.
Could I say something to that?
Sure.
He never told me that he could come down and show them to me, never once. When I asked the counselor there, he said that we were not permitted to have those things there, and it wasn't until you spoke to Bowen that Bowen changed his mind and decided he was going to allow me to view them. I do have a right to at least attempt to defend myself, and like I said, the state has had all of this documentation since at least October, and you know, they've had the entire time to prepare with that. That's over 6 months they've had. Even if you stretch it back to January 19th, which would be hard to do, and be fair, that's still only 2 months compared to their six. And as you can see, as soon as I was able to start viewing them this past week, I've started accumulating the stuff for the defense. They're just not completed.
Well, but I've never heard anything specific that you're saying that that you're starting to accumulate for a defense. That's
well,
what I'm getting at.
We're starting to accumulate the federal law that's applicable.
That says what, sir?
There's many things. I mean, we gave the list of what it was. We even said what it is. I mean, do you want me to go through the list?
I want you to tell me what the law says is somehow applicable to this DVD.
To the DVD?
Yeah.
Which one? The
video that you're saying you didn't see until...
Video. Well, we're trying to get a hold of him because it's his private channel, and we needed to know if he gave permission for them to make a copy of it.
Okay. Anything else?
Just concerning that? I mean, I'm preparing a defense for the whole case, not just one item.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, of course, there needs to be a proper foundation and all that, but the court would find, based on what the court's aware of, that these statements were not made to law enforcement and are therefore not subject to the what's commonly referred to as Miranda warnings or things like that, and that they do address elements of the offense. In terms of its ultimate admissibility, of course, it still has to turn on the identification, authenticity, and all that. In terms of the 404B issue, the first issue is the state, or I guess it's the only issue, is that the state wants to introduce the defendant was on home confinement. How is that relevant?
Your Honor, that's the way that the state will prove that this defendant had an opportunity to commit this crime. While on home confinement, he was on GPS. That GPS device is the device that shows that the defendant was in Wood County's jurisdiction at the time this and on the date that this crime was committed. And additionally, opportunity for this defendant, depending on what he tries to bring in trial, but it could be used as for identification purposes.
So the what was pulled off the internet from hudoc.info or whatever the website is, there's no way to indicate where the defendant was.
That's correct.
But his home confinement GPS puts him there.
Right.
How do we know the date?
Well, the date was posted online as well as referred to in that video as well as the video from YouTube that brings together the fact that it was, in this case, September 14th. Home confinement can then look at September 14th. I've already provided to the defendant a printout that shows that he was at his house all day on September 14th.
No. I mean, how do you know that it was September 14th?
The phone call, it states it on line where it was extracted. They refer to the date and use other current events to talk about, so we know what the date is. They talk about other current events that we've tied to September 14th, as well as on the video, they specifically refer to what day the call was.
Oh, the
YouTube video.
Okay.
Which I still don't have a full copy of. It doesn't work past an hour.
The what?
The video. There's some problem at an hour and it stops playing. And there's another 40
copies now. I've provided them.
But he's redacted. He's gone in and edited stuff. I don't have the original. He's gone in and edited out things because he says that it was prejudicial to me, such as I was on, that I had been arrested and I was in prison, but he's trying to backdoor in the same thing some other way. I have seen the original, all of it.
Has the original video been provided to the defendant?
That was provided on February, sent to, when discs were not being sent to the jail, that was sent to standby counsel.
And it stopped playing at like an hour. I don't know if it's the computer or the disc. It just says bad file. And there's another 40 minutes or so on it.
I know he's received two of the redacted versions, so I'm not sure which copy he's talking about.
The original, the uncut.
Has the defendant been given the original full video? Yes or no?
Well, the defendant is saying he received a full copy. I did not send those with the redacted versions, so my answer would be no.
Did you provide that to standby counsel?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Oshaway?
Your Honor.
Have you not provided that full video to Mr. Deegan?
No, I have it, but it stops working at an hour into it.
So you have the full unredacted version.
But it doesn't work past an hour.
All right.
Is what I'm saying.
You meant the redacted didn't go past the 1 hour.
The redacted, I only looked at one is all I've had time to because that was late Friday evening. But I'm talking about the original because okay. I don't want to see what he wants to show. I want to see the whole thing. Because there may be something in there between an hour and 1 or 2 minutes that it stops working in an hour and 37 where it ends. I just know he went through and chopped out 35, 40
Mr.
minutes.
Oshaway, have you given Mr. Deegan an unredacted version of the video? Yes or no?
I offered it to him last Wednesday. I had another copy of the unredacted version of the video, and I offered it to him at that time, and he said,
"Give it to the guards."
He already had a copy of it.
I mean, I can pull the copy I have. I have it here with the computer. I can show that it doesn't work past the hour two or hour three, somewhere right around there, Mark. State's had it for a long time. I've had it very little time.
What's your position on the request to be that the state wants to introduce evidence that you're on home confinement at the time of this incident?
Well, I would think it's ludicrous considering the fact that he was going and he's saying that he's redacting parts of a video because it's prejudicial because I'm talking about my previous court case and being in prison. So I think it's ludicrous, his argument that he can redact a video because it's prejudicial, but then he wants to backdoor in something. I mean, it seems a little odd to me.
And you're saying, Mr. Rogers, that that's the only way you can prove that he was in the county of Wood at the time?
Yes, Your Honor.
He claims it's a conference call. There, I mean, if so, then get a phone record.
Why can't you do that?
I don't, to be honest, Your Honor, I don't know that if it can or can't be done.
Wouldn't that be a less prejudicial way to prove what you're wanting to prove?
If it can be done, yes, Your Honor.
Was this over a normal phone line?
We can't determine that, Your Honor.
Of course, even if you got a phone records and it showed that the phone was being used, it wouldn't prove that it was a defendant.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Thank you. Is it?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Take that man into custody.
That's a personal reporter, sir. Not to be used for any place else but for me.
You are being found in direct contempt of this court. Just so the record is clear, the bailiff notified me that he felt that the person back in the gallery might have had a recording device of either audio or video or both, and it's been clear to everybody that such is not appropriate, and so I asked the bailiff to obtain the device that he thought was the recording device, and he obtained it at my direction, came up, showed me what it was, and indicated it was a recording device of some kind, and the court directed that that person be taken into custody, having been found in direct contempt of court, we'll deal with him later, but I just wanted the record to reflect because at that point the record just heard me, I think, saying take him into custody, or might have heard the bailiff saying something, but it is an element that the state has to prove that the defendant was in Wood County at the time. He has, of course, denied doing that through several of his pleadings. And I mean, he doesn't have to deny it for it to be an issue. The state still has to prove it. And even if phone records were found or were obtained, and I don't know whether phone records would, I mean, I don't know whether this was a computer phone call or a regular phone call and what records would be obtained, that still wouldn't prove that the defendant made the phone call. But being on home confinement would establish that he was in his residence. I'm assuming that's what it would establish, that he was in his residence on the date and at the time of the phone call, to establish that he was in Wood County, West Virginia, at the time. So the court would find that the value of that GPS home confinement evidence does outweigh the prejudicial effect in the sense that it does go to an essential element of this offense. I don't know that we need to get into, and I mean, it's up to, I guess, the defendant as to how much he wants to get into it, but I don't know that the state would need to get into that it was that he was serving a sentence for a felony conviction.
That's something you can send to the state, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. All right, and I mean, I think we've beaten this DVD to death, but the defendant needs to be able to see the remainder of this DVD. I mean, you know, and one of the things that the court takes into consideration is the fact that this DVD, I mean, I don't believe that he remembers exactly what is on it. I mean, I don't know when the DVD was made, but you know, certainly he doesn't remember everything. Or I'm not holding him to know everything that was on it, but he was a participant in the conversation, and that's I guess you could call it a softening blow. It makes it less, I guess, prejudicial, because he at least knows the concepts of what was talked about. He may not remember every single word, but he was a participant in that conversation. But we do need to make him make sure that he can see all the video. You say, is this going to be in your case in chief? I thought this was rebuttal, this video.
The state was thinking about using it for rebuttal. I did disclose it as evidence, and as of today, I would plan to use it as evidence in the case in chief.
Okay. So we need to make sure he can see that.
Can I bring up something? It's because now that I've gotten to hear these, like I said, there were a lot of interviews that I've done. And so I just got about 100 hours worth that I need to go through to see if I need to use any of them to defend myself in this matter. Like I said, I'm still trying to prepare a defense because I've just been able to start seeing these things. You know, and Bowen has made it out like I have unlimited time up there, and I don't.
That's what he testified to, that you could do anything.
You know, I have to do hygiene, I have to eat, you know, they have times where that no movement allowed, you know, and then of course if I need to sit down and actually think quietly, you know, I've got to write things down, I've got to formulate. So I'm just asking for a little more time because the state has had well over 6 months with it, and technically I've had less than 2 weeks with the actual evidence that they're going to use.
And these hundreds of hours, as I indicated, those are what I refer to as the excess jail phone calls.
No, not those. These are other calls. These are other interviews that I've done. Just like what he pulled one, I have others that I'm trying to go through that were around this time.
How were you provided with those?
They were sent to me on disk.
By whom?
By my counsel, Phil.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to go through them now that I knew what the subject matter was of these. Now I'm trying to go through to see if anything helps me. Okay. You know, I mean, well, I'm just asking for a fair shake here.
And I understand exactly what you're saying, but you also have had the same amount of time to get these things together.
I mean, as soon as I knew what was on there, I did. I got a copy of them last week.
We need to find a way for the defendant to be able to see the rest of this video. Mr. Oshway, do you have a DVD player or a computer that would play the DVD that would allow him to see it?
I have. They brought the laptop with them.
But you just said it didn't play it.
There was something, but when you burn a file, there's sometimes a digital coding error that causes it not to play. It plays. I mean,
so you think it's the disk, not the...
I think it's something on the disk.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying, not the computer.
Okay. Do we have another disk?
I can provide him with another copy, Your Honor.
When?
As soon as we're out of here.
So you can provide it to him by 5 afternoon?
I have another copy right here.
Okay.
Can I check to see if it'll play right now?
Okay.
This is the unedited full one.
That's what they get. Is that calling?
I should.
Can you fast forward?
Yeah, I went through it. It appears to be fine. The other one wouldn't do that.
Okay.
So that disc is that disc plays it?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're done at this point. So we will resume this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
So I'm not going to be afforded time to.
You can review it over lunch.
No, I mean, I still have other calls to try to present stuff because I haven't given them copies because I haven't went through them. That's what I'm saying.
The motion to continue is denied. I've said that several times.
Okay.
And I don't know how much more clear I can be.
Okay. So I'm just making sure that I don't get a chance to present anything then.
Well, but so you don't, you're them. Speculating as to whether that evidence will be of any value or that information will be of any value.
Well, there.
So we're done. Thank you.
Oshaway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll be back. Actually. Okay. I'll be back, so I'll just probably let you know.
Oh, okay.
It'll probably be on you at this point to defend the all caps person. I don't have anything ready to go.
I've written them in the box.